Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Sharon Melody at 995 QYK. Kevin here as well. And I got a very interesting message from my niece and nephew yesterday, Kevin. And it was very funny because they're like, hey, I had to make this for school for quarantine. And I just wanted to show it to you, Uncle. And so that's what they call me. I don't even think they know my name. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so my nephew's 10 and my niece is 7 and they're just goofballs. They're a lot of fun and I miss them. I haven't seen them in so long, but they decided to make a quarantine parody song to the famous Michael Jackson song, Beat It.
Ooh, I love that.
So check this out. Here's a video I got randomly yesterday. You're going to hear the audio right now. Listen up. And this is both of them singing it together.
I thought I told you you have a distance here, keep. Don't want you in my space, so where's my 6 feet? Don't come any closer, better. Watch where you breathe. Just keep it.
Social distance.
Just keep it. Put on your mask and please leave me be. I'll poke you with the stick if you're in front of me. Keep your social distance, not trying to be mean. Just keep it. But you're sneezing on me. Just keep it.
Social distance.
Keep it.
Social distance.
This doesn't bear repeating. Up in our faces, dude, it's not right. Get any closer and we're gonna fight. So keep it. Just keep it.
Social distance.
Keep it.
Wear a mask.
Just keep it.
Run. My niece. Social distance. Wear a mask.
That's the best.
It's so good.
That was really incredible. That was fantastic for them.
I'm going to put this on my Instagram, too. The Real JR Day. Real JRJ. Definitely check it out today. But yeah, it was so funny. I miss them so much. And I got this, and I go, yep, they're still doing their thing in quarantine. But
That's awesome.
I loved it. So you can check it out later on my Instagram. All right, coming up, speaking of cool kids, this kid decided he was going to do a new trend during quarantine. And he says, you know what? I'm going to extend it even when the quarantine's over. I'll tell you about it next.
It's JR and Melanie's second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Here we go. 7:15 second date update. It is JR and Melanie at 99.5 QYK. Today we had someone reach out to me on Facebook. His name is James. He's on the phone right now. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm good. Love you guys' show. Thanks so much for taking my call, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate you listening.
Thanks,
so
James.
We're going to try to help you out. It looked like you said there was a girl named Nicole in your life. Tell us how you know her. Tell us what the dating history is and what we can do to help you.
Well, we've just kind of started seeing each other in the sense that we're not even really seeing each other face-to-face because, you know, situations being what they are right now. We met on Match.
Yeah.
And we kind of hit each other up back a few times, and she's funny. She seems really clever. You know, she had a good picture, and then we decided the first thing to do we should do is just FaceTime each other.
This may be the new dating thing, by the way, FaceTime dates.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it may have to be. I don't know. I mean,
it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, so I thought we had a great chat, man. She looked great on the screen and funny and cute, and we just, you know, I think it went about 45 minutes. We had a great time.
Wow.
And to be honest with you, I thought we ended really well, and I haven't heard back from her. I've hit her up a few times. I don't want to be the guy that hits her up every day.
Right.
I was hoping maybe you guys could help me out.
Well, we want to try to help you out as much as we can. Now, when you think back to your guys' conversations, was there any, you know, topics that came up that might have offended her? Or was there any awkward pauses when you brought up something or vice versa?
That's a really good question, but I went over in my head before I even called you guys what happened. Were any flags? Were anything? No, not really. Not at all. No, we were laughing a lot, having a great conversation. Combed my hair, made sure I looked good, fresh out of the shower, dressed nice.
Oh, you dress nice.
I like that.
So you got out of your pajamas. Well, that is so sweet of you.
Yeah.
What a gentleman.
I want to take her out, but again, I haven't heard from her, but yeah, nothing that I thought was weird when I went over the conversation in my head.
All right. Well, listen, James, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to try to call Nicole, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, we're trying to help out James today on the 7:15 second date update. It's JR Melanie on 99.5 QYK. Here's the interesting part. It was a FaceTime date because he said maybe this might be the safest thing to do.
Yeah, I thought it was really responsible, and I thought it was adorable that James said he even got kind of dressed up for the date like he normally would.
Well, you know how people do like Skype interviews for jobs and whatnot,
yes.
And they're like wearing a tie, but below them, they were just wearing their boxers.
Yes.
He was trying to make a good impression.
Right. All right. Well, let's try to call Nicole and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, it's Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. This is JR and Melanie from 99.5 QIK. How are you?
Good. What are you guys calling me for?
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard our show or heard us do a 7:15 second date update. Have you heard that?
Yes, I actually have.
All right. Well, that's what we're doing right now. And we wanted to see if we could talk to you about a interesting date you went on.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you know we're talking about James?
Yes.
So James, I'll give you the background of what James told us. That's how we got your number, obviously. He said that you guys met on Match.com. You guys had a little FaceTime date. He said it went on for 45 minutes, so I've never talked to anybody on the phone for 45 minutes. I've run out of words. But anyway, he said things went really well. He was excited, and he's been trying to reach out to you since to talk to you some more and try to figure out a time where you guys can get together. What's going on in your mind? Like, why haven't you gotten back to him?
Well, so, you know, we did with the FaceTime date and everything, and, it was fun. Like, he's a really nice guy, and we were having a lot of laughs and stuff, but then I saw this girl in the background, like, walk by in a robe, and I was like,
what?
Who's that? And he didn't even mention, like, anybody else was there, so it made me feel even more, like, uncomfortable, because, like, I was, like, saying things I would only want to say to him.
Well, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Anybody there?
Now, did you say, when you said, who's that, did you actually say that to him, or you were just thinking that?
I was thinking that. I didn't say anything. I mean, it was just the first time I'm meeting this guy. I don't want to come off, like, you know.
You don't want to bother his girlfriend.
Yeah. Wouldn't want to do that.
No, I mean, I don't know if it's his girlfriend, but okay. Yeah, that would definitely be strange.
Did it look like it could be his mom by any chance?
No, she was like my age.
Okay.
We were like the same age range.
Okay. Well, yeah, that would be weird. And he never made mention of it throughout the phone call.
No. So I was just like, I don't want drama in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, run.
He does.
Run
on
that. Yeah. But I feel like that's pretty cut and dry. Like, if you saw someone randomly walking in the background.
There's another woman in his house.
Nicole, we actually have James on the phone. I want to bring him back on and see if we can get some answers. James, are you there?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm here.
You heard what Nicole had to say. Do you have someone living at your house?
No, I didn't want to interrupt. I listen, I am so sorry. Here's the thing. That, I didn't even think about it, because that is my sister, Leslie, who came down to save me for a little bit. She's staying in my spare bedroom, and she was going to look for a place, but she's just been staying with me, and I didn't even think about it, because she's my sister, you know? I didn't know she was even behind me. I thought she was still sleeping. So, Nicole, I'm so sorry, but you can go and look at my Instagram photos and Facebook and everything, and you'll see pictures of her with my mom and dad and friends and all that. I mean, you can see us when we were kids. I got pictures when we were growing up together. You can see that it's her. I swear to God, that's my sister, Leslie, and, you know, she's just staying in my spare bedroom for right now. But I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't know she was behind me. I would have mentioned it to you. So I really want to see you. I thought you were great. And I'd love to FaceTime you again. And I'd love to take you out. I really would.
Aw. Nicole.
Nicole, does that sound plausible to you as far as being a sister?
I'm just hesitant because it's like, I don't know. I guess he could have mentioned, like, oh, by the way, I'm saying, you know, I have my sister staying with me. I don't know.
Well, he may have just been really focused on you and all
that.
Yeah,
I was, and I wasn't even thinking about it, to be honest with you. I mean, I didn't know she was up and walking around. I was so excited to finally FaceTime with you that I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, and it's your first FaceTime date. It's a little soon to FaceTime the family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, like I said, I didn't know she was,
the whole family. Behind. Let's bring somebody else in on this.
My sister's here. She's going to jump on the call. I mean, I can understand how it's a little awkward.
Well, Nicole, how about if, you know, by the way, once this is all over and restaurants are opening back up or whatever, what about if we set you and James up on another date? Would you be interested?
Yeah, I would be.
Okay. I think James sounds like a pretty straightforward, honest guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I won't bring my sister with me.
Yeah.
That's good call. James.
She may be a good time. Who knows? All right, James, Nicole. Well, I hope you guys talk in between. Obviously, text back and forth and, you know, whatever. And then as soon as we get the go-ahead that everything's cool, you know, we're going to get Kevin to get your info, and we'll set you guys up on another date, all right?
That'd be awesome.
Awesome, guys. Hang on for me. And now that's good news because things are opening up, so we'll let them pick where they want to go, and we'll get them taken care of. Hey, we made it happen. Yes. A date was successful. Fantastic. That's your 7:15 second date update. If you missed it, it'll be at 995qik.com. All right. One of the best Zoom calls ever that I was a part of, and Brett Young was on it too, and you'll never guess who made an appearance. Kevin couldn't believe it when he saw it. It's coming up in 10 minutes. Here's Scotty McCreary. This is it on 995QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Sharon, Melanie at 995 QIK. Melanie out today, so we got Kevin here as well. Kevin, I couldn't believe it when I saw with my own eyes. It was unbelievable on this Zoom call that we did with Brett Young.
And it was a virtual meet and greet.
That's exactly what it was.
Which is the way things are going this year, because everything's getting canceled. There just isn't going to be meet and greets. So, hey, this is a great way to stay at your house and meet your favorite country artists. This is awesome. I love it.
Now, our company owns stations all over the country.
Yes.
And so we do one where you can win a meet and greet, and they pick one person from each station. So it's about five of us on the call.
Right.
I kind of mediated it. And then Brett Young answers some Q&A questions. We kind of just talked to him, and it's all good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, I got to say, God bless her, Nellie. She is a listener to one of our stations in Augusta, Georgia.
Yes.
Now, it got to her. She was the last person on the call to ask a question. Well, something happened.
Uh-oh.
Someone made an appearance.
Someone?
And it wasn't a someone. It was a something. And it was actually an animal that made an appearance.
Well, I mean, listen, they're at home. Dogs, cats are around, you know?
No. Here we go. This is what happened. Nellie in Augusta, Georgia, it was her turn to ask a question for Brett Young. Now, I want you to know that they prepped me and gave me the questions ahead of time. So
that's
like,
good.
To keep the thing moving, and if someone forgot or just went on or whatever, it's all good. Because sometimes when you get in front of someone you really, you know, like, you know, you're starstruck by,
then
you kind of lose your words. That wasn't the case with Nellie. Here's what happened. Check this out. This is Brett Young, Nellie, myself, and some others on a virtual meet-and-greet Zoom call.
How are you, Nellie?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Don't remember the exact question because right before this, I live out in the country in Wilson, South Carolina, and I found a two-week-old baby deer, so I'm holding a baby deer as we're speaking.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me right now? Can we see it?
Hang on. Come here. I'm going to take her to a... Can you see her?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so just... The first time I've ever picked up one, but I've got a rescue that I'm going to take her to whenever we get off this call. But it's wonderful being
on
the country.
Zoom meet and greet.
Wonderful to meet you, and wonderful that we have the best radio station, Kix 99 in Augusta, Georgia. And I listen to you, and they love y'all. My question that I don't remember, but I do remember.
You want me to help you out, Nellie?
Go ahead and help me out.
Okay. The question you had was a favorite place to unwind after touring.
So me and my wife are both from the West Coast. She's Seattle and I'm Southern California. And both of us are beach people. So it's not one place. It's anywhere warm next to the water. This is my first meet and greet with a baby deer, by the way.
That was amazing.
Brett Young's like, are you kidding me right now?
This is the first time I've had a baby deer. Oh, my gosh.
Because
that's so great.
She never put the baby deer down as she was holding it. And she was taking great care of it. And I know she goes, I found this morning. Here's this baby deer that I have. Right. And I went, oh, my gosh. And that's what I said in the, I don't know if you can hear me. I go, well, you won the Zoom call.
Yes, she
Way
did.
Way to go. Everybody else is like in their bedroom or their kitchen or whatever. She's just sitting there at her dining room table holding a deer.
Two-week-old baby deer that just wants to go because it doesn't know any better. And it's not obviously housebroken.
Right. And I've been telling Kevin about this story for a good 3 days. He's like, no. We finally got the video. And he goes, you got to be kidding me.
I can't believe it. The way she has, like, it's not... She has one of those backgrounds you can just, it's like a faux background
that people do
on these Zoom calls.
Yeah.
And she lifts up this baby deer and it's literally right in front of the camera. I mean,
cute as can be.
It's adorable, but just it made me laugh so hard when she just lifted up. Because you can see before that happens, the screen, she's on the bottom left, the screen starts going crazy.
Right.
And you're like, what is happening in that little going on over there? And then you get to her and she's like, I have a two-week-old deer.
There you go. Check this out, by the way, Brett. She didn't even need a question at that point.
No.
She said, Brett, what do you got? I got a deer.
All right.
You put this up on the Facebook page right now.
It's already there.
Got to watch this video. Go to 995QIK's Facebook page and check it out for yourself and have a laugh today. A feel-good story for you. This was a pretty cool thing that let me look what I'm talking about. What did we do our feel-good story with? Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah, something for you and the kids that you can do, and it will get you out of the house.
Good.
Which will make you feel good. All right, it's coming up next.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QIK.
Well, Blake Shelton added another win to his belt on The Voice last night when his contestant Todd Tillman, the pastor from Mississippi, won The Voice.
Here we go. The winner of The Voice is Todd Tillman. Congratulations.
So congrats to that guy right there. And, of course, we're going to hear all the trash talking from Blake Shelton from now on.
Oh, of course. And you can hear him go, woo!
Having a good time. Probably you in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Also, a virtual appearance from Lady Antebellum and their song Champagne Night. They performed that live.
Raising plastic cups to a life of luxury. Say lobby on a Friday. Get dressed up in a blue jean tux. And we go where we don't hear the highway. No need devils, bubbles.
You know you're a good band when you sound good virtually.
Seriously, that was fantastic.
All right, if you're a Justin Moore fan, you're about to get a whole lot more of him as he has started the Justin Moore podcast that releases a new episode every Tuesday. Now, he says the podcast will be a glimpse into his personal life. He'll have meet and greets on there, and he'll do live shows from his couch. And the best part is the tickets are free. Just
perfect.
Download that podcast.
That's
every Tuesday, you'll have a new episode for you. And finally, a big happy birthday to Mr. Juan Fiesta, a.k.a. John Party. He turns 35 today. So in honor of that, here is John Party's Dirt on My Boots. And coming up in 6 minutes, a parody song that I received from my 10-year-old nephew and my 6-year-old niece that has to do with quarantine. And it was actually pretty funny. Hang on. Here we go. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR Melody at 995 QIK. Kevin's got our trending in Tampa Bay.
Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park, originally supposed to open back up on June the 1st. It's going to be earlier than that. It's going to be May 29th to the general public. So take the kids. It's opening back up. But they're also going to have some special days coming up. May 26th is going to be Senior Day. May 27th, frontline medical workers with their families are allowed to enter. And on May 28th, it will be open to annual pass holders before the general public can go in on May the 29th. Online reservations will go live this Sunday on zootampa.org. First come, first serve basis. So there you go. Also, there will be new protocols limiting not just who and how many guests may visit, but the manner in which they enter, traverse the paths, and enjoy animal interactions. Statement said, we also had to make physical changes to the zoo, including installing thermal imaging cameras, social distancing markers, and additional hand washing and sanitizing stations. Pier 1 Imports is going to close all 12 Bay Area locations. They're actually closing all their locations nationwide, but obviously the 12 in Tampa Bay will affect us here. They were in bankruptcy and were trying to find a buyer for them, and no one came forward, so they just said, we're done, that's it. So once they reopen back up, they're going to liquidate all their remaining merchandise, and then they're going to close for good.
That was my mom's favorite store.
Pier 1 Imports?
Yeah. She loved that place.
A lot of good home decor. Breweries in... I mean, like I would know. Breweries in Pinellas County are allowed to operate with restrictions. So a brewery can operate if it has a food truck or a restaurant associated with it.
I see what they're doing.
And outdoor seating. So smart. That's how they're going to let the breweries open in Pinellas County.
Let's be honest. When you're at a brewery, you should be eating up a food truck. You need to keep yourself balanced a little bit.
This is true. So indoor seating is restricted to only 50% capacity, but bars in the state are still not permitted to open. Finally,
Here's my favorite story, JR.
All right.
We're on Tom Brady watch.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday morning, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers offense, a bunch of them, got together at Berkeley Preparatory School and had a passing session. The Tampa Bay Times actually got pictures of it, and it shows Tom in a Buccaneers helmet. It got me all excited. I can't wait to see him in an actual jersey. Seeing him in a helmet was great. So Mike Evans was there, and O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate, Ryan Jensen, the backup quarterbacks were also there doing a little impromptu passing session. By the way, all of it was legal to the NFL. We never know with Tom Brady. There was Deflategate once. Remember that. There's nothing wrong with the workout as long as they followed recommendations and guidelines set by the state, local authorities, medical experts, and the NFL. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. And fire the cannons!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.